The Rambam uses what we'll see in a minute. That's one of the sheets which we have in front of you. The Rambam uses Mikra Megillah as a paradigm for mitzvahs d'rabbanan. So I thought before we plunge into the Masechta itself that maybe taking our cue from the Rambam, we would spend a little bit of time about mitzvahs d'rabbanan and beginning with the Rambam's understanding. Just to sort of anticipate the makor for this, for the Rambam we're about to look at, the Rambam himself doesn't give a makor, but if you take a look in the Gemara Megillah, Yira Mezeh is Yira Aleph Amid Aleph. So beginning on Yud Amid Beis, if you see where there are two little Tosfos in the bottom of Yud Amid Beis, which sort of jut into the Gemara lines, and you go up from there, four lines on Yud Amid Beis, you see where it says Rabbi Yonasan? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yonasan Pasach La Pischa Lahai Pasha Samihacha. And the Gemara begins, this is the first in a whole series of when the Amoraim would be darshaning the Megillah, so they would give an introduction, and they would quote a pasuk, and to give again some kind of context or some kind of perspective on the story of the Megillah. And Rabbi Yonasan is the first of those which the Gemara quotes. Now the one which we want to look at is if you take a look now in Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Around 10 lines after they branch out to the right, towards the end of the line, Rav Masna Oma Mehocha. You see it? It's around. Maybe it's more like a dozen lines. Mm-hmm. On Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, maybe a dozen lines or so down after they branch out to the right. It's one line above the Aleph in brackets. Rav Masna Oma Mehocha. When Rav Masna would begin to darshan the Megillah, so he would begin by quoting the pasuk from Parshas Vaschanan, Ki mi gai gadol asher lo Elohim krov meilav. Right? What great nation is there whose God is so close to them? And the pasuk continues, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. He would quote this pasuk. What was Rav Masna telling his talmidim in quoting this pasuk? So if you take a look at the first of the sheets, the minyan mitzvos al seder hilchos Rambam. I think we probably had occasion to look at this together last year. So in Mishneh Torah, the Rambam first list has the minyan tayag mitzvos. He has the minyan tayag mitzvos. As a matter of fact, the Rambam writes in his Hakdama to Sefer HaMitzvos that the reason he composed Sefer HaMitzvos is that was basically intended as a preliminary to Mishneh Torah. He composed and compiled the Sefer HaMitzvos as a Hakdama to his to what his ultimate goal was to write Mishneh Torah. So in Mishneh Torah, he repeats the list of Tayag mitzvos, which he compiled in the Sefer Mitzvos, and then he lists them a second time on the Seder Halachos within Mishneh Torah. And he has a little Hakdama to this second Minyan HaMitzvos, right? This is not the Minyan Tayag as the Rambam listed them elsewhere, but this is rather where we'll find each of the Tayag mitzvos discussed within the Yad HaChazaka. So the Rambam has a little bit of a hakdama here. So if you will take a look, let's just read a few lines here. Elu heim tayag mitzvos shenamela l'moshe v'sinai uklaloseihen upirtoseihen v'dikdukeihen. These are the 613 mitzvos which Hashem conveyed to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, their general rules, all their details. Kol osam haklalos v'hapratos v'hadikdukin v'habiurin shokol mitzvah he tarsha bal peh shekiblu bezin mipi bezin. And again, all the rules of what's a malacha on Shabbos, when is it also, when is it not also, all this belongs to tarsha bal peh, which was transmitted again from one bezin to the next, from one generation to the next. Then the Rambam says, Yesh mitzvos acheros shenischad shu acha matan Torah. There were other mitzvahs which were introduced after Matan Torah. V'kavu osan neviyin v'chachamim u'pashtu b'chol Yisrael. And neviyim and chachamim established these mitzvahs, and they spread throughout the Jewish people. K'gon mikra megillah v'nechanika v'tainis tishaba v'eruvin v'yadayim netilas yadayim. Here too, there are many, many details of halachas. Right? Everything will be covered here within the Mishnah Torah. Now, the Rambam says, with regard to mitzvahs de Rabbanan, kol elu hamitzvah shenischadshu, all these mitzvahs which were introduced, chayavim onu lekablam ulashamam, we have to accept these mitzvahs, and we have to observe them. We can't deviate from what Chazal tell us. Right? Here the Rambam poses a question, which he poses a second time in Hilchos Mamnen, which is, why doesn't every mitzvah d'Rabbanan constitute a violation of Bal Tosef? Let every mitzvah d'Rabbanan violate the Torah's love of Bal Tosef. So the Rambam here gives a two-part answer. Interesting, in Hilchos Mamnim he only has one of these two parts, but here the Rambam has a two-part answer. To what does the love of Bal Tosef refer? Shelo yehei navi rashai l'chadesh dova v'lo masha HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzivahu b'mitzvah zu lahosifo l'mitzvah ha-Torah o l'chaser achas me'elu ha-sheish me'os u'shlosh esrei mitzvahs. If a navi will come and claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to amend the list of Taryag either by adding or subtracting a mitzvah, that will be Bal Tosef. Avolim hosifu bezdim im navi sheyia va'oso hazman mitzvah darach takona o darach hora'a o darach gezeira ein zu tasefes. But if they add something, again, for whatever reason, be it a gezeira, be it that it's a safeguard, for whatever type of derabanan it is, so then that doesn't constitute Bal Tosef. Why? Shaharei lo omru shahakodesh baruch hu tziva lasos eruv o likros megillah vel nasa. They don't claim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly commanded us to make eruvei chatzeros, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly commanded us to read the Megillah on Purim. Ve'ilu omru chein hayu mosifin al HaTorah, right? If Chazal would not clearly delineate the Durabonin from the Daraisa, so that would have been Bal Tosef. If Chazal would tell us not to eat chicken with milk, not to eat chicken which is cooked with milk, and they wouldn't delineate that that's only Durabonin, so then that would have been Bal Tosef. But if they say, the Torah says, don't eat animal meat which is cooked with milk, and we're telling you, because of confusion, you shouldn't even eat chicken meat which is cooked with milk, so then that's okay. Right? Ilu onduchain, says the Rambam, the third line in the second paragraph, if they would have represented the Durabonon as being a Doraisa, as coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hayu mosifin al HaTorah, that would have been a violation of Bal Tosef. Elakach onu omim shahanaviyim in bezdin tiknum v'tzivu likos ha-megillah ba'onasa. right? But rather they clearly delineate that this is only a Darabonin, right? So far the Rambam has said again, what distinguishes a Darabonin from Baal Tosef is the fact, is how it's presented. Is that it's presented as a Darabonin, not as a Daraisa. And were it presented as an addendum or a modification of what the Torah says, then that taka would be Baal Tosef. And that's all the Rambam says when he deals with this question in Hilchos Mamim. We'll take a look in, I didn't Xerox this, but if you want, you'll take a look in Hilchos Mamim, I think it's in Perek Beis. In Perek Beis Halacha Tes, Hol v'yesh lebezdim ligzor v'lasor dova hamutor v'yamor yisurel adoros v'chein yesh lahem lahatir yisurei toro lefi sha'a mahu zeh shehizhira toro lo sosef alo v'lo sigra v'imenu. So the Rambam explains, the Rambam here gives that example that we mentioned before about Besar Oaf, that if they'll say, im yesor Besar Ha'oaf v'yomashuhu b'chlal ha'gidi, if Chazal will come and say that chicken meat is included in the Torah's prohibition, Mosif. If Chazal come and tell us Besar Ha'Of Muta Min HaTorah, that to eat chicken meat with milk Min HaTorah is permissible, so we're Midrabanan, we're prohibiting it. V'Nodia La'am Shehu Gezeira Shelo Yavo Min HaDavar V'yomu ha'chova, v'yomu ha'of muta, m'neshon esparish, kacha chayim uteres. So if we're going to answer it as a siyag, so then ein ze mosef ela osa siyag la'tara. Okay, this is all the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamim. Here, interestingly, I don't know why he only does it here and not in Hilchos Mamim. I don't know, it's an interesting question. But here the Rambam continues, right? Again, the second line from the bottom here. Ela kachonu omim, says the Rambam, Shahanivim imbezdin tiknum. So Chazal very clearly and openly present this as being only a Durabanan. Fitzivu Likos and Megillah Ba'onah. So the Rambam chooses that as the paradigm for the Durabanan. Why? Kidei lahazkir shvachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Uchuos Sha'asalanu. Right, to mention the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the salvations that He wrought for us, v'hayakarav v'shavaseinu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was responsive to our outcry, k'day levorchu lahalalo, so that we should be moved to be mevarech Hashem, to praise Hashem, u'k'day lahodia l'doros habayim, and to let future generations know she'emes ma shehevtichanu b'Torah u'migoy gadol asher lo Elohim. Right, so that's the Gemara which we just looked at here, Rabbi Osai, right, on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, right? That's the Rambam's Malka. So what is the Rambam adding here? What is the Rambam adding? Again, so what distinguishes the Darabon from the Daraisa? A, that it's delineated as such. But then the Rambam has another requirement as well. What's that other requirement? What's the other requirement? And this for the Rambam is a tremendous, very, very important yisod. We'll see in a minute. Something which he attaches great importance to. The Rambam clearly is saying that every Darabonin has to be anchored in a Daraisa. Right? But there's no such thing as an independent Darabonin. Right? That's what the Rambam is saying, that it's not enough Shahanevi'im in Bezdin Tiknum. So it's not enough to just acknowledge that it's only a Darabonin, because that would also be Baal Tosef. Okay, so it's a Darabonin, but so what? But it's still, but it has to be anchored in something in the Torah. It has to be facilitating or reinforcing something in the Torah. There's no such thing as an independent Darabonin. There's no such thing as, well, the Torah has so many mitzvahs, but Chazal exercised their prerogative to add seven more mitzvahs. So there's no such thing in that sense of independent Darabonins. Everything has to be anchored in a Daraisa. And that's what the Rambam is saying. So what's the anchor for Mikra Megillah? And that's what the Rambam, again, at least partially, based on this Gemara of Kimigai Gadol, Shalom Elohim Krovim Elav, is that it reinforces basically the koach of tefillah and hashgachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam. Now it's interesting, I think that this sheds light, if you take a look at the other sheet, the Rambam,
that's so general, because everything is Shevach HaAdam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no limit to that. So anything the Rabbanim would be doesn't have any greater, there's no anchor to it, like a specific anchor. Because that's a, you know, anything the Rabbanim will say is Shevach HaAdam HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
No, here by publicizing the miracle of Purim, but by making sure that generation after generation remembers and recounts the Nes of Purim, so the lesson which is then imparted is a lesson of Ki Mi Gadol Asher Elohim Kol Melav Kasher Melokeinu B'chol Koreinu. That's the message from the story.
No, but every
meaning when we talk about that in Purim, everything is we'll see so many times in Hashem Pesume Nisa. So it's Pesume Nisa, but there's a lesson to the story, right? We've been fastened the Nes that we should draw inferences from the Nes, and the Rambam says it's those inferences which are Da'oraisa Deki inferences, the Yesoda Se'emuna which are being reinforced are Da'oraisa. Look, so Bisarov Pacholav, so Gezeiras are easy to see, right? That Gezeiras is just very simple, that it's intended to safeguard the Doraisa. That the Chazal were afraid that there would be a chain of reaction, a chain reaction here in terms of misunderstanding, that if we'd be able to eat Bessar Oaf, we'll say, oh, must be that only Yigadi is also, and anything other than Yigadi is Mutta, but really that's not true, all Behem is also. So any Gezeira, I think the Rambam's relying on us to recognize that, right? That we're going to recognize that a Gezeira clearly is coming, is a siyag, is a safeguard, so we clearly see how it's anchored in the Daraisa. It's clear that Besar Ol B'chalav is anchored in the Torah's Issa of Besar Behemo B'chalav. But it's not, at first glance, clear when you talk about the mitzvahs mechudoshos, right? What their Daraisa anchor is, and that's what the Rambam says. No, you have to, even there's always going to be a Daraisa Deka anchor. So did you want to?
Really, it's actually a danger, because if you believe it's a daraisa, let's say you believe the sarof is a daraisa, you're getting into a problem of baltosis, which is a daraisa isar.
Right, which is why the Rambam says that it has to be delineated.
If a private person does a rabbanan thinking that it's a daraisa, he's over baltosis.
If a person doesn't know why he's abstaining from Besar Oaf B'chalav,
well, let's say he doesn't say that the Rabbanan, but he does it thinking it's a Daraisa, he would be over?
I don't think so. Would he be over because his Kavana is... His Kavana is, and I don't know that he has such a Kavana Mefuratus. His Kavana is, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, no? When you take the lulav on the average person, when he takes the lulav on the third day of Sukkot, I don't know if he's being mechavin zechel or mikdash or being mechavin daraisa. I'm supposed to do it. What would happen if a person actually did have that kavana? He's under the impression that he's abstaining from besar of b'cholav midaraisa.
The action would be, baltosif is not doing, he's doing, right?
No, Baltosa could be either way. You add a Losa, say what else would be Baltosa.
So he's not already in Yisr.
I mean, the Rambam here is talking about Baltosa as the person who's instituting the...
Right, the Rambam is clearly, that's 100% correct. The Rambam, that's what I was just thinking about. The Rambam is clearly describing the obligation on the Beis Din that promulgated the Drabbanan to identify it as such. And you're shifting and asking, well, what happens? Is it equally pivotal that everyone observing it has to have that understanding? I just want to think for a minute. don't know, would it be a shogeg of Baal Tosef if a person thinks he's doing a daraisa? I don't think so. I'm sorry.
By not eating chicken with milk, he's not actually putting into effect an action in the sense that.
Let's say he'll take lulav on the third day and think that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to take lulav the third day, right? So he's not aware of the fact that it's just a takanas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. That he thinks that it must be that lulav's in the Torah, isn't it? So it must be that I'm fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa.
According to Rambam, it would still work because since it has to be anchored in a d'oraisa anyway, the only thing is he has his d'oraisa thought of where the source is inappropriate because he's saying it's in itself is a mitzvah. But here's according to Rambam, since it's anchored to d'oraisa. It has a derisa level. So based on that, he wouldn't be over on anything because it would be a derisa according to Rambam. The only question is, instead of saying coming from Devarim, it's coming from Shmos, it's an inyan of where the derisa is coming from. But that is a derisa to Rambam, it's not a problem.
I don't think you'd be over. I think it's clear also that the Rambam is talking about the obligation of the Bezdin to delineate it. Let's say Stamazai, a person doesn't know the Mokam Hanochas Tefillin, right? So he doesn't put on Tefillin properly. He always puts on Lechreis. He thinks the Shalyad should be dafka below the kibbutz on right here with the arm bent, but whatever he thinks. So he's not adding a mitzvah. He's not adding to a mitzvah atarah. He's sort of
doing it wrong.
Baal Tosef means when a person is saying I'm going to add a mitzvah to the mitzvah satorah. Over here, the reason the person is abstaining from Besarot B'cholev is because he thinks he's mitzvah. He thinks he's required to do so. So I don't know if that would even be a shogeg of Baal Tosef. I'm not even sure if that's a shogeg of Baal Tosef. It's a very good question. Okay, so good. So that's what the Rambam says and uses Megillah as the paradigm. And again, I think at least partially, this Gemara Daf Yud Aleph is a marker for that Rambam that every daraisa has to be every darabanan has to be anchored in a daraisa. Now, I think this also will shed light for us on something in Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam begins, before he lists and defines the Tayag Mitzvahs, the Rambam lists 14 Sharashim, the 14 rules according to which he decided what should be included in the Minyan Tayag, what should be excluded. Now the Sharash HaRishon, you have here on the other sheet, the Sharash HaRishon, the Rambam says, She'ein roi limnos b'chal hazeh HaMitzvah she'ein midir abonim. That, as the Rambam quotes, from the Gemara in Makos, Da ki zeha inyan lo hoya roi la over alav lebe'uo. He says, really, there's no reason to even explain this. It's so self-evident. Ki acha shahoya l'shon ha-talmud. Did you see we're in the left-hand column in the top half of the page? Ki acha shahoya l'shon ha-talmud tayag mitzvahs ne'mel ala Moshe b'sinai eich noma b'dova shuhum yidirabon and shuhum michlal ha-minyan. Right, Chazal say Torah Tzivulon Moshe, the famous Gevan Makos, Torah Begematria, 611, plus Anochi and Loyia, which we heard directly. So how can you say, Eich Noma B'dov, Shumi D'Rabban, and Shumi Chal and Minyan? How can you say that the Minyan Tayag should include D'Rabbanans? Aval He'irunu Alav, the reason we comment on it, the Rambam says, Mipnei Shetov Barabim, because many of the Gaonim, the Rambam's predecessors in listing the Tayag Mitzvahs made a mistake. Umanu nechanikah umikri megillah b'chal mitzvah saseh. They count nechanik and mikri megillah v'chein mea brachos b'chal yom v'nicham avelim biko cholim, etc. Right? All these mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, they count within the minyan tayag. And the Rambam, again, he devotes this whole shorash to polemicizing with the Gaonim. So the question is, what's the big deal here? What's the big deal? So it's true. Let's say, for instance, you look into Rav Sadia Gaon Sefer Mitzvahs. So it's true. Rav Sadia Gaon Taka counts Mikra Megillah. Taka counts, I think, Mikra Megillah and Nechanukah. Fine. That doesn't mean that Rav Sadia Gaon thought that a Safik Nechanukah is L'chumah. It's not that Rav Sadia Gaon didn't recognize that these were Derabbanans. So for instance, the Ramban here in the Hasagos defends the Rambam by saying that you find places in the Torah where the Torah will characterize something according to the Rov. Right? If the Rov of people here are wearing Gechveis, button-down shirts, so the Ramban says you'll find even the Torah that the Torah will describe the entire group based on the robe. He says you have such thing, and Chazal spoke that way as well. So when Chazal say that Tayag Mitzvahs Nemu Al Moshe Misinai, so it's lav dafka that they were all Nemu Misinai. It means that the overwhelming majority were Nemu Misinai. Fine. So what's the whole tumult about here? Right? Well, why is the Rambam so upset by this fact that the Gaonim included the Rabbonans in the Minyan Tayag? It's not that they didn't recognize the fact that they were the Rabbonans. It's not that they didn't acknowledge the differences halacha l'maisa between a Rabbonan and Daraisa. Evidence, the whole thing seems to be semantics. Okay, so one answer is, I think, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perle in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvahs, Rav Sadia Gaon gives this answer. He says, ultimately, he says, if there's 613, right, and you let some, if there's only so many chairs in the room, right, and you let even kids sit down, so if there's enough chairs for anyone, so what's the big deal, right? But if ultimately that means that the adults are not going to get to sit down, so then then people are going to get upset about it, right? So he says, ultimately, if Rav Sadia Gaon is inserting into the Minyan Tayag Mitzvahs Derabbanan, so that means he's going to end up failing to recognize some Mitzvahs Derabbanan, because he's going to run out. He's going to use up his allotment of Tayag. So that's what he says. That's why the Rambam makes such a big deal about this, is because ultimately it will mean that Rav Sadia Gaon will fail to recognize something else as a mitzvah, because one of his spots in the Minyan Tayag is being occupied by a Drabam. That's what, okay, and that's certainly, it's certainly true. It's just a cheshbon, it's true. But kimdumani, that there's another reason why the Rambam is so upset about this also. And that is, the Rambam, again, the Shitasa, what he just said in the Hagdamah of the Minyan HaMitzvahs, that if you counted the Rabbanan, so the implication is that this is something independent. By counting the Rabbanan, so then the implication is, okay, so why do I count Tefillin and Lulav individually? Because they're separate mitzvahs. Tefillin is its own mitzvah, lulav is its own mitzvah, right? The two are, one is not beholden to the other. The two are distinct and independent mitzvahs. If I count Mikra Megillah separately, so what does it sound like? It sounds like this is also totally independent, totally distinct. And that, for the Rambam, no, that already is obscuring a very, very important yisod. It's obscuring, again, this fundamental point that every Derabbanan has to be anchored in a Daraisa. And that's why the Rambam is so upset about this, and that's why the Rambam is so insistent that there's no room for Derabbanans in the Minyan Tayag. I just want to add one other point here. I think we also had occasion, I think last year, to look at it. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to Xerox this either, but I think we once looked at it together last year. You remember that the Ritva's discussion of Asmachta, you will, I think, an amazing consistency in the Rishonim emerges here. Remember what we looked at last year, the Ritva's understanding of Asmachta. The Ritva is commenting on the fact that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a Lashon that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lafanai Malchei Zechonos and Shofos. Right? That the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, say Malchei Zechonos and Shofos. On the other hand, the Ritva says, if when you look in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah, there are clear indications that Malchei Zechonos and Shofos are only Dravon. So what do you mean, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Mulafanei Malchei Zechonos and Shofos? I, but the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah indicates quite clearly, for instance, the Gemara in Lamed Dalet, right? The Gemara in Lamed Dalet describes a person lives out in the countryside. There are two cities within reach. In one city, they have a shofar, but they have no one who knows the Musaf Tikkun Shmoneh Esrei, so he won't be able to fulfill Malchus Zechonos and Shofos. And in the other city, the opposite is the case. There's no shofar, but they have someone who knows Malchus Zechonos and Shofos. So where does he go? So the Baisa says, he goes L'Mokom Shetokim. He doesn't go L'Mokom Shemavon. So the Gemara says Pshita Hadaraisa Hadarabanan. So saying Malchus Zechonos and Shofos is only Darabanan. Shofos Daraisa. So Malchus Zechonos and Shofos is only Darabanan. What do you mean Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imulafana? So in that context, the Ritva has his famous yisod of what an asmachta is. Hadika Amar Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imu Lefanai Malchus Zechonos and Shofos Mishum Da Afogav De Psukim Malchus Zechonos and Shofos Eino Min HaTorah Ela Midrabanan Ki De Parishna Mikol Mokom Mimasha Amar HaTorah Zichron Trua Yesh Lilmot Shiroi Lahazki Psuke Trua Psuke Zikaron. Then he gives the Asmachta for Malchus as well. Umehacha Somchu Rabanan Le Tikune Hanei Psuke De Tikiyasa. ומשום הכי קטני רבי עקיבא שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא אימו לפני מלכי הזכרונס. Let's pay special attention to the next couple of lines. שכל מה שיש לו אסמכתה מן הפוסק, wherever there's an אסמכתה, היר הקדוש ברוך הוא שראוי לעשות כן, אלא שלא כבאו חובה ומסרו לחכמים וזה דבר בורא ואמס. The Ritva says, Pshat Nasmachta, right? Shas is full of Asmachtas. The Ritva says, what's Pshat Nasmachta? He says, V'lo k'divei ha-meforshim ha-asmachta shu k'derech simin sh'nosnu chachomim. He says, the Pshat, which others say, is that an Asmachta is a mnemonic device, right? The Torah Shebaal Peh once upon a time was just that. It was Torah Shebaal Peh, right? So how did you... How did they organize Torah Shebaal Peh, and how did they memorize Torah Shebaal Peh? So they organized Torah Shebaal Peh around Torah Shebachsav. As they would learn each pasuk, so then they would review all the drashas which related to that pasuk, and that's how they would review Torah Shebaal Peh. So Torah Shebaal Peh was associated with Torah Shebachsav. So when you read Adam ki Yaakov mikem kol ben Hashem, so then that stimulated their memories, and they reviewed all the dinim, all the drushes which had to do with that. So the obvious problem is that all the dinim d'rabbanan are going to fall by the wayside, because there's nothing in the Torah for them. They don't attach to anything in the Torah, so you're going to forget the dinim d'rabbanan. So you have asmachtas, right? That's the conventional understanding. We'll see in a minute who advances it. The Ritva says, Chas v'shalom yishtaka hadavav le'yomim. Doesn't like it, right? Doesn't like it at all. Rather, the Ritva says the pshat in asmachta is that an asmachta means that the Torah gives a cue to Chazal. The Torah didn't mandate it, but the Torah gives a cue. The Torah is merames to Chazal that they should introduce such a mitzvah. That's according to the Ritva what the pshat in an asmachta is, okay? Now, Why does it have to be that? Why in the Ritva's understanding is this understanding? Why is this so necessary? He says, "Ulefichach timtza hachachamim nosnin b'chol makom raya ozecha o asmachta ledivayim in haTorah." Chazal never will say anything without a proof, without a zeche or an asmachta from the Torah. Why? Klomash she'enam mechadshim dova milibam. They're not, again, just innovating, but rather, v'chol Torah she'bal peh remuza v'torah she'bachsav, shehi temima, v'chas v'sholom shehi chaseira klum. So in effect, the Ritva here is really grappling with what Rav Elsai. This Ritva is really grappling with the same question the Rambam does, right? The Haino, why isn't every Durabanan, so that when the Rav Shlom gave the Torah, he thought the Torah was complete without a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. He thought the Torah was complete without a mitzvah of Nechanukah. So what the Rabbanan disagreed, the Rabbanan say, but we think it would be Kedai to have a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah also. That it would be Kedai to have a mitzvah of Nechanukah also. Right? That's what the Ritva is grappling with. How does the Ritva deal with that problem? That's where asmachta comes in, right? Because according to the Ritva, asmachta, again, it doesn't mean a mnemonic device. No, asmachta means there really is a hint here. There really is a cue which Chazal pick up on, and acting on that, they introduce the mitzvah. But it's not miliba. Now, who is it? You take a look at the notes here, they give you the Maamar Makomos, but among others, who says that an asmachta is only a mnemonic device? So among others, the Rambam says it, right? The Rambam in Hagdamah, Teperish and Rishnayis, says that an asmachta is only a mnemonic device. So how did the Rambam deal with the Ritva? Again, so the cases of Gezeros, which are Siyogim, such as Besar Of Becholov, is no problem, right? We see clearly that the Chazal don't have their own agenda, but Chazal are just, it's just a safeguard for a Daraisa. But what about the mitzvahs Mechudashos? So this Rambam, right, that we're learning in the Hagdamah to the Minyan HaMitzvahs, that's the Rambam's answer to the Ritva, right? So the Rambam and the Ritva were grappling with the same issue. How can it be? We understand Gezeiros Derabbanan. We understand Gezeiros Derabbanan. Clearly, we're not adding anything. We're just ensuring that what the Torah said will be implemented. But what about a mitzvah Derabbanan? The mitzvah of Nechanukah is not, or Mikra Megillah, that's not a Gezeiros, it's not a Siyag. So what's pshat in that? Okay, so the Rambam asked it very... So the Ritva answers it with the Yesod of Asmachta, that Chazal, again, with their sensitivity, so Chazal recognized the cue of Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imu Lefanai. And the Rambam says, no, it's not that there's a cue in the Torah. No. The Rambam says, I think asmachtas are only mnemonic devices. There isn't a cue in the Torah. But Chazal on their own, and this they were given the authority to do, said, but this is anchored in a Daraisa, right? This is anchored. And that's our Gemara here in Megillah Yud Aleph of Kimi Goy Gadol Ashelo Elohim, Krovim Elohim.
There's enough community between a cue and an anchor.
Yeah, whether you need a pasuk for it. That's according to the Ritva, every mitzvah mechudash is midrabanan. There has to be a pasuk in the Torah that you can point to, which inspired, which prompted.
And according to Rambam,
that's a big difference. According to the Rambam, you don't have to look for a pasuk in the Torah.
You have some sort of anchor.
Okay, but according to the Rambam,
that's nafkamina.
What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina. The nafkamina is, according to the Ritva, Chazal could not on their own decide a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah will reinforce the Yisod HaEmuna of Hashgacha and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Korov L'Shavaseinu. They could not decide on their own that we are going to make this mitzvah Derabbanan because it will be anchored in that Daraisa concept. According to the Ritva, it's only when you have a pasuk. When you have a pasuk of Zichron Trua, so then, based on that, Chazal can say, oh, we see in this that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us a cue from Malchus Zechoros and Shofos. According to the Rambam, so Chazal say, no, we don't have any cue in the Torah, but we know that the Torah told us to be judicial activism. The Torah told us that we have this authority based on Masasa, so we think that this, by saying Malchus Zechoros and Shofos, will be Mechazek Yisrael Desemunah. But the difference is, well, you need a pasuk. The difference is that for the Ritva, you need a pasuk for every mitzvah mechudashas. According to the Rambam, you don't.
What pasuk would the Ritva use for Megillah?
Well, I don't know. See, the Ritva doesn't go through. He doesn't go through. I mean, what? So I see where you're going. You're absolutely right. Maybe he would use this pasuk, but the point is that the Rambam wouldn't claim that the Torah was hinting to us in this pasuk that we should introduce a mitzvah to reinforce it. The Rambam wouldn't feel compelled to make such a claim. I'm not sure what pasuk. The Ramban al Torah, maybe the Ritva would follow his Rebbe's Rebbe. The Ramban in Parshas Kisetze could be agrees with this approach of the Ritva, because the Ramban in Parshas Kisetze on Zohar Esa She'asa L'chal Molek says, Mikan Smach L'mikru Megillah Min HaTorah. That's what the Ramban writes. And it seems to be a pattern in the Ramban, because then when you juxtapose that with the famous Ramban in Bahalosra about Ner Chanukah, where the Ramban explains what it means when the famous Medrash, which Rashi quotes, that Shalcha Gedola Mishalahem, that Aaron had a Chalisha Sadas, because neither he nor any Shevet Levi participated in the Chanukah Sat Mishkan, right? The famous Medrash, which Rashi quotes in the beginning of Bahalosra. So the Ramban says, and that's a remez to Ner Chanukah. So you have the impression, again, the Ramban never says it as a shita, the way the Ritva does here in Rosh Hashanah, but just in terms of, he seems to be acting on the shita. So it could be, maybe the Ritva would follow the Ramban's approach of Mikan Smach LeMikra Megillah Min HaTorah. But the point is that the Ritva would have to find such a pasuk. The Ritva would insist that for every mitzvah mechudashes in midrabanan, there's an asmachta, there's a cue, there's a prompt in the Torah. And the Rambam would say, no, that's not true. Chazal were given the latitude and the discretion to decide on their own that Mikra Megillah would reinforce the Daraisa, that a mitzvah mechudashes of Megillah would reinforce the Daraisa. Now, if you take a look back on the page in the Rambam from the Sefer HaMitzvos, actually what we want is really a Gemara in Shabbos, but the Rambam quotes it here. I didn't Xerox it directly. If you see the bottom half of the page in the right-hand column, it says Hecha Tzivanu. There's a little number next to it. I can't even see what the number is. Maybe it's an 8 or something. It's around 10 lines down or so. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, right? The Gemara says that you make the first night of Hanukkah.
It seems interesting that the Rambam doesn't anchor it in a mitzvah.
You're right on target. That's also very, very important. Absolutely. Meaning that it doesn't necessarily...
Because you could think, like, why doesn't he say Anochi Hashem or something? There must be some mitzvah that's involved with the idea of Hashkafa. I don't know if there is, but if there is, you would think that it was about that.
Right. So you see that the Oraisa concepts are not necessarily represented in the Minyan Tayak. That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. And you're right. And it is very, very, very important to note. So that's correct.
How does the Rambam reconcile the need to delineate a mitzvah d'rabbanan as being separate from a mitzvah d'oraisa, when the bracha that we recite is Hashem Kidshah b'mitzvosav b'sivan?
So the Rambam thinks that maybe there was this fact sort of confused the Gaonim. So that's actually the context in which he quotes this Gemara and Shabbos. So the answer is that Vitzivanu, when we make it on a Durabanan, means indirectly. So what we mean when we say Vitzivanu is Vitzivanu l'shmo l'chachamim, who in turn, Tzivunu, they commanded us to do such and such. And that the Vitzivanu is really just a shorthand. It really doesn't mean the exact same thing when we say Vitzivanu al achilas matzah. So the first night Pesach, so it means Tzivanu directly. And when we say the same bracha the second night Pesach, it means Vitzivanu indirectly, through Chazal. Through Chazal. Now, so what we've been discussing until now, following the Rambam, Mikra Megillah as the paradigm for the Rabbanim. Okay. Now it's interesting that the Gemara on Shabbos, right? The famous Gemara on Bamei Madlikin, right? Remember, the Gemara says that the first night of Chanukah you make three brachos, lahadlagna Chanukah, shas anisim, shachiyanu, and then the second night you drop the second night, and the rest of Chanukah you drop the shachiyanu, and you make just the two brachos of lahadlik and shas anisim. So then the Gemara says, wait a minute, how do you say v'tzivanu lahadlik na Chanukah? And the Gemara discusses that, right? Hechon Tzivanu, and the Gemara says, well, Lasasur, Shalavicha V'yageitcha, etc. Now, question, I'm not sure I have the answer to this, I'm not sure. Why didn't the Gemara raise this question with regard to Mikra Megillah? Right, Mikra Megillah was first, right? Mikra Megillah is between Churban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. That's when the story happens, and the story of Nechanek is well into Bayis Sheni, right? So Mikra Megillah is long before. As a matter of fact, you'll take a look in Hilchos Chanukah, you'll see something very interesting. You'll see that the Rambam writes, a few times, you have this more than once, the Rambam writes that who's chayav in Nechanekah? So the Rambam writes, well, everyone is chayav in Mikra Megillah. Rambam's constantly giving you cross-references to Hilchos Megillah. And then he doesn't save anything by doing it. So the Rav explained, because Mikra Megillah was the precedent upon which Chazal were relying when they introduced their Chanukah, right? With Mikra Megillah, so we have the Gemara on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that there was a whole debate between Esther and the Chachamim about whether or not they could add Megillah to Kisvei HaKodesh, well, there should be a Yom Tiv. So Mikra Megillah was the precedent for Ner Chanukah, right? That's what the Rav says. That's why in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam put Megillah first, and then Chanukah, because the Rambam has a conceptual arrangement, unlike he used to contrast, that the Shulchan Aruch's arrangement is a practical one. So the Shulchan Aruch treats the Yom Tov beginning with Hilchos Pesach, HaChodesh is Elochayim Rosh Chodesh, and it goes in order of months of the year. So Elochayim Chelek Gimel begins with Hilchos Pesach, and it concludes with Hilchos Megillah, and it goes Kaseidah through the Yomim Tovim, just because it's practical. The arrangement is intended to be practical. And he said, and the Rambam arranged things conceptually. So for the Rambam, he has Megillah before Chanukah, because Megillah is the precedent upon which Chanukah was relying. Okay, good. So especially in light of that, but either way, the Kashi is there. What, that Gemara in Shavuos, right, with which we're all familiar, for Hechon Tzivanu, why didn't the Gemara ask the Kasha, Shekitshanim Tzosav Tzivanu, I'll make a Megillah? Right? And again, it's sort of the question is an independent question. It sort of comes to mind tonight. You know, here we are following the Rambam, taking Mikra Megillah as the paradigm for a Darabonon, and yet for some reason, their Chazal, they didn't zero in on Mikra Megillah. Right? They didn't zero in on Mikra Megillah. So the Gemara should have had that discussion, should have taken place with regard to Megillah, not with regard to Ner Chanukah. That would have been the proper place for it. So I suppose you could duck the question, just sort of, you know, technically duck the question by saying it's true, but on the other hand, in terms of the Seder Shas, so you come across the sugis of Chanukah, and we have the sugis of Chanukah before you have the sugis of Megillah anyway. But ain't no chanami, really the same question is Legavi Megillah. And maybe that's taki correct. Right? Maybe as anticlimactic as it is, maybe that is MS. Or certainly according to some shitas, I don't know, we'll have to work out whether or not this is true according to all shitas. But the bracha of Al-Mikra Megillah, for whatever reason, and this, I don't think we're going to have time to, we're not going to discuss tonight, Chazal were only bothered by the Ashikid Shana B'mitzos of Tzivana. They were bothered by the Birkas HaMitzvah there in Shabbos, right? For whatever reason, they're not bothered by Shavuos HaNisan. So that's one debt that I have. We have to try to explain why that is. But they're only bothered by the Birkas HaMitzvah, right? V'heichen Sivanu. It's not Heich Mevorchem Sha'asa Nisim, Heichem Mesaknim Bracha, whatever. However they tell you to make a Shakol, they tell you to say Sha'asa Nisim. So they wouldn't bother with that. But how do you say V'tzivanu, right? Now, so we're asking, shouldn't the question more appropriately have been posed about Mikra Megillah already, which was the original? Well, certainly, it precedes Nechanukah. I guess it's the same question in terms of Erevin and the Tilas Shadayim as well. But in terms of Mikra Megillah, so perhaps the answer is as follows. We'll say it initially this way, and maybe in coming weeks, Blinada will elaborate it some more, what's really involved here. There's really a very important yesod in Hilchos Megillah here. Right? We're all familiar with the view of the Vilna Gaon, which actually has its source in the Masach HaSofim, that you make a bracha not only on Megillas Esther, but you make a bracha on Rosh and Shir HaShirim, you make a bracha on the Chamesh Megillas. That we make a bracha on the Chamesh Megillah. So you make a bracha on the Chamesh Megillah, right? There is no mitzvah d'rabbanan to lay in Shir HaShirim on Pesach. There's no mitzvah d'rabbanan to lay in Rus on Shavuos. And yet the Masech HaSofim says, and you make the same bracha. It's the same bracha of Al Mikra Megillah. And that's the view of the Vilna Gaon. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that on Kriyas Ksuvim B'tzibur, you make a bracha. On Kriyas Ksuvim B'tzibur, you make a bracha. So could be, again, what we have to see is whether or not this answer can hold up even according to our meaning that we don't follow Masech HaSofim, right? And that we don't make a bracha. But certainly according to those shitas, we understand very well. The bracha, Shekit Shana Mitzosav Tzivana Al Mikud Megillah, that wasn't problematic. Why? Because that could be, that reflects a Din D'Oraisa, that whenever you have a Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas Ksuvim, that you're supposed to, it wasn't anything miyuchad to Mikra Megillah. Right? And according to the Masech HaSofim, Mitaka isn't. However, when we come to Ner Chanukah already, so here we're making a bracha on Ner Chanukah. So here Chazal was saying, wait a minute, how are we making a bracha, Shekichan, Usasa, Vitzivanu, on Ner Chanukah? You know, as we get into the Masech, I think we'll revisit this teretz. Unfortunately, next week I'm actually going to be away on the Thursday night, so Blinada will begin the Mishnah in 2 weeks.